Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Monday, March 27, 2023. Stand up for your country. Another terrible shooting. This one in Tennessee at a Christian school. I don't want to get too far into it because these facts are going to change. But there are at least three kids dead. And adults, a couple of adults, probably that will grow. The shooter is also dead. Police shot the person. Could be a female. We're not sure yet. You know, it's easy to knee-jerk this stuff, and I hate that. The press does it all the time. But I will tell you, there is alienation growing among Americans' young people. And it's growing fast. Drug addiction, violence, suicide. There's a reason for it. And as Holy Week approaches, I'm going to get into that a little bit more. But I don't want to exploit this shooting in Tennessee. I don't think that's the right thing to do today. But I wanted to let you know that we are on it. So politics will lead, and we're back covering Trump again. And it's by design. Trump is shrewd enough to understand how to bait the media into covering him. All right, so last week he said he's going to be indicted. Now, that hasn't happened, but then everybody went shifted into Trump mode last week and continued because he held his first campaign rally in Waco, Texas on Saturday. Biden's hiding. You can't get him. He doesn't give press conferences. He doesn't do anything every day, as we demonstrate here. And DeSantis is very cautious. You know, he doesn't know exactly how to roll it out yet. So all we're left with primaries about 10 months away, is Trump. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So there are varying accounts of how many people showed up in Waco. But the number that was bantered about is 18,000. We try to confirm, and nobody's going to confirm. It's a big, big crew. As I wrote in the message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com, and I hope you go there every morning. You don't have to be a member. You can just go there. We have lots of stuff free. Nobody in American politics could draw 18,000 people to Waco, Texas, to hear a 90-minute speech. Nobody. And that includes Michelle Obama, who's the second biggest attraction in the country. Okay? So you got to give Trump that. He has drawing power. Now, the latest on this Manhattan fiasco is the grand jury sat today. Apparently, a witness came in, but we don't know. There's big security down there. Nobody's saying very much. I'm not going to speculate other than to say, if I had to bet, so somebody was going to shoot me if I didn't bet, because I would never bet on this anyway, but my life is at risk, I would bet no indictment, because it's absolutely ridiculous what Alvin Bragg, a Trump hater, is doing. It. Even if you hate Trump, and many of you do, maybe hate's too strong a word, but you know, if you never heard him again, you'd be happy. You know this is bogus, this whole thing. So we're following it. And I listened to Trump, part of his speech. I couldn't sit there for 90 minutes. I don't know who could, but he makes a mistake where he's trying to rally his supporters not only to support him to become president again, but to demonstrate their unhappiness with the system. But he doesn't use the word nonviolent enough. That should be 5-6 times in every speech. Nonviolent, peaceful, nonviolent, peaceful. It is not implied, by the way. You got to say it if you're Donald Trump. Okay, there's a special prosecutor looking into January 6th. Now, he did say it in January 6th, as we reported accurately. But he's got to say it every time he gives a speech. And if he doesn't, that's bad for the country and for him. Okay, he's doing pretty well in polling. Harvard Harris, and we'll have the guy who oversees that coming up in a couple of minutes to talk with us. Harvard Harris, Democrat 37, Republican 36, Independent 23, fair sample. Who do you want to run on the Republican side? Trump 28, DeSantis 14, Pence 8, Nikki Haley 5. Quinnipiac, not the most reliable poll in the world. 27 Republican, Democrat 29, Independent 29, fair sample. Who do you want to run? Trump 46. Okay, that's a much bigger number than Harris poll. DeSantis 32, Haley 5, Pence 3. So Trump's the leader, and DeSantis, you know, he's formidable. You can't discount him, but right now, this day in history. Now, I want to bring out something that is bothering me. Not only is it Alvin Bragg and the far left that despise Donald Trump, but it is so-called conservative people as well. And there's a cadre of them, Liz Cheney, you know the drill. But there's one in particular who I think is really a phony, and it's my job to unmask these people. I'm going to unmask a conservative phony and a Democrat phony tonight. Her name is Peggy Noonan. She writes a column for the Wall Street Journal. Now, she's a former speechwriter for Ronald Reagan, bills herself as a conservative voice, despises Donald Trump, was one of the primary witch hunters of the Me Too movement, apparently does not believe in due process. I really don't like Peggy Noonan. Full disclosure. Yesterday, she writes about the Bragg situation in Manhattan. Quote, the question is, are we doing the wise thing? No. Hold your fire. Save the mugshot for Georgia. The handcuffs for January 6th. Those were real offenses against the country, not Stormy Daniels, which was offense against his wife, unquote. So Noonan, as usual, convicts Trump of Georgia election shenanigans and January 6th incitement. No trial, no witnesses. Witch hunter Noonan convicts him. Okay? Now here's Noonan talking about the Russian stuff back in 2016, August 15th. This comes off the Paul Manafort Russian stuff that linked in the Trump campaign. Roll the tape.
I think it's a bombshell story. Mm-hmm. I think Major has it, of course, right, that the evidence appears to be somewhat circumstantial, so it requires more digging before you have a real opinion. My overall a sense of this story is what I always think when a when an iffy campaign season like this one turns worse. It's like, oh my God, what do the American people, what is their impression of those who populate politics when they see stories like this?
Yeah, stories like that, which, boof, turned out to be bogus, didn't it, Peggy Noonan? This is a bombshell story. She's not talking about Paul Manafort storing money in Cyprus. She's talking about the Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. And it turns out to be nothing because Peggy Noonan is a person who hates Donald Trump, and she's paid to hate him by the Wall Street Journal, which is reliable on their editorial page 90% of the time, except for her. Now, I know why she's there, but I can't prove it, so I'm not going to say it, because that's what kind of people we are. But I know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. All right, Biden didn't do anything today. What am I going to tell you? Every day it's like at 2:30, he hosted a women's business summit. That must have been fun. I hope you all had a good time. The guy is like, okay, what do you do with the drone in Russia? I keep going. Is there anything ever going to be said about that? Apparently not. But on Wednesday, last Wednesday, where he didn't do anything that day except attend a women's history conference, he said this. Go.
But this pulls on other steps you've taken and we've taken, like the most significant gun safety law in 30 years to help keep guns out of the hands of domestic political advisors. But we still have to ban assault weapons again.
Okay, so he wants to take guns out of the hands of domestic political advisors. And then right after that, Susan Rice, the FBI, came in and searched her office for a bazooka or something. What he meant was convicted domestic abusers, okay? Which, of course, they should not have guns. That should be a big-time felony if you're convicted of domestic abuse and you can't have a gun, ever. Everybody understand that? Okay. Now, I have told you and told you and told you that Biden does not know what he's saying. I misspeak, you misspeak, everybody does. But we hear it in our mind and then we correct it. He doesn't hear it. Reading words off the prompter, even at an event like a Women's History Forum. Frightening to me. All right, let's bring in Mark Penn. He's the guy I referred to earlier. He oversees the Harvard-Harris poll. He's the chairman and CEO of Stagwell, Inc., one of the smartest political guys, I think, in the country. I try to get you the best experts, the top of the chain, whenever we do discussions like this, and I think Mr. Penn is there. Okay, so were you surprised that Trump has got such a big lead over DeSantis and the others, first of all?
Well, I'm in general surprised, yes, that when I look at all of Trump's numbers, he seems to be holding in there pretty well. In my poll, in the open primary, he's getting about 50%. If it's a one-on-one DeSantis, I think he gets 56%. You know, his overall ratings are higher than Biden's. He beats Biden by 4 points in the national presidential election. So yeah, I've been surprised. I thought, you know, that a lot of Trump's very rough comments in response here would hurt him, but maybe they haven't sunk in, or they really don't get that much media play. But he's consolidating, and over on the Democratic side, Biden is also doing somewhat better among Democrats, not better nationally. Neither of these folks are really doing better nationally. They're each doing better with the base.
Okay. One other thing about the Trump poll you took, he's up four over Biden, is that there's a big 14% unsure who to vote for, Biden or Trump, which to me is a big number. Am I wrong?
Well, it's a big number only in the context that these are the best known people that there are. So normally when people don't know one of the candidates or both of the candidates, you know, if it was Ron DeSantis, you know, against, you know, Governor Newsom, I'd expect 20-25% undecided. Everybody has an opinion about these two folks, but a lot of them don't want either of them. So I think that drives up a high undecided right now. And they're saying, well, you know, I really don't like either of them. And so I'm not going to say.
Okay. Donald Trump is not going to change. I thought he might. I don't know if you know this, but I had supper with him a couple of weeks ago, 2 hours, just me and him. And when I do that with any president, I don't offer unsolicited advice. I don't think that's my role as an American citizen. I respect the office. But when he asked me a question, I give him an answer. And one of the questions that we talked about was Winston Churchill's comeback after the British booted him out after World War II. Well, he was shocked that he lost, and then he kind of changed his style a little bit and was reelected PM in Great Britain. And I brought it up to him and say, look, you're a statesman now. You have a record to run on. Why don't you kind of shift your energies into that record? There's no way he's going to do it. There is no way on this earth that he is going to change his style or moderate it even a little. That's what I can tell you, to use his phrase, I took away from that dinner. He's not changing.
Well, and so he may be limited. I mean, he has a very significant base. They show up. They really love him. They want to vote for him. But that base doesn't look like it's a majority of the country.
Right.
And consequently, that's the limitation. Now, he has Trump a 71% favorable among Republicans. Ron DeSantis has a 76% favorable. So DeSantis is what we usually call a candidate of potential, a really good favorable among people who know him, and he's not played out yet.
No, Trump, but if he's also new, Mark, and you know that. Mm-hmm. The more you get involved with debates and you talk, and the 71, that's why I ran the Peggy Noonan stuff, because there is a minority within the conservative groups, Republican circles, that believe Trump can't win. And that's why they don't want him, because they believe that DeSantis could defeat Biden easier than Trump. Do you believe that?
If DeSantis defeats Trump in the primary,
he won't.
He has to get, in order for DeSantis to get a chance to run, he's going to have to defeat him in the primary. If he defeats him in the primary, he's going to be a shoe-in.
All right, right? But hypothetical. I'm sorry I cut you off then. So if DeSantis did get the nomination over Trump, you believe he would whack Biden to a bigger margin than Trump would?
Absolutely, because he would keep, I think, the Trump base, and he would get all of the Republicans and even some of the Democratic moderates who don't like Trump, because then he defeated Trump. And so I think he would just you know, have a landslide victory. Remember, Biden is at a 40 to 40, depending upon the poll, 43% job approval. No president, to my knowledge, has ever gotten reelected with that kind of job approval.
Okay.
You have to be on the other side of 45.
I want Mark Penn now to step back out of his political analysis job, and you just American citizen now. Just a regular American citizen. I think the country is in bad trouble, many different levels, because Joe Biden is a poor leader and a poor president. Yet, 40% of Americans still support him to some extent. I don't understand that. Do you?
Well, every time I look at it, it's a little bit more about the party than the person. And it's also about the news environment, too. I can look at even something like the Hunter Biden laptop, and 53% of Democrats will still believe that it's Russian disinformation. Or if I ask Democrats, how is the economy now? They'll say, oh, the economy is great. At least 60% of them will say that it's great. So there is about a very large part of both parties, frankly, who are driven now so much by partisanship that the candidates don't matter anymore.
Is that different from the past?
I used to say we were sort of in a one-third, one-third, one-third country. We're now in a 40-40-20 country. I think there's 40% on each side who are just bedrock partisans these days. And there's about 20% who will determine the election, mostly independents. And they're the ones who vary in these poll questions. I mean, you ever forget when I worked with President Clinton, he had job approval ratings in the mid-70s. And Reagan had job approval ratings in the mid-70s. And no politician now can get above like mid-50s, right? And so because there's too much partisanship, they won't acknowledge someone from another party. And so it is a lot more partisan than I've seen in the past.
What about the collapse of the television news media? We take for granted that the newspapers are obsolete, and the people who read the New York Times, Washington Post, they're the elite people. They're not the folks, believe me, they're not. But the television news media is geared to the folks, or was when I was doing it for all those years. That's collapsed now into the same thing you're talking about. Hardcore, choosing a side, don't care to give you information, not even going to give you a count of how many people showed up at Waco to see Trump. Not even going to bother with anything like that. How much is the collapse of the television news media industry contributed to the, I'm going to use the word ignorance or apathy of the American people?
Well, I don't think it's apathy. I think people are involved, but they learn they're in these news spheres that keep them so isolated and so separate and having such disparate views that it's so different from the days of Walter Cronkite, and the expectation you were going to get the full news. Maybe it wasn't completely unbiased, but today, just each side leaves out issues that they don't want to talk about, and so you are seeing this almost this information dyslexia, right, among the public. I was actually blown away. Another series of questions in the poll says, do you think Trump should be indicted? So by Alan Bragg. And it's about 50-50. I think it was 51, yes. Then I ask, well, do you think this is a solid case? They say no. And do you think he'll be acquitted? Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, but they just want him to go through the punishment because they hate him so much. And that's what the media has accomplished.
See, the legal system is just another extension of partisanship in voting.
Absolutely.
Even if it was a nonsensical case. And that surprised me, and that showed a deterioration of values related to our democracy and how our three different branches are supposed to work.
Mark, thanks very much. As always, we hope we can talk again, every few weeks. I know you're very busy. It's very kind of you to make time for us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Here is an interesting poll from the Wall Street Journal, and it has to do with our values. So those of you over the age of 50, you know what America was when you were growing up and what it is now. And it's tremendously different culturally. Now, the below 30 crew, they don't have much frame of reference about anything. I'm generally speaking, there are some brilliant people, but generally speaking, they live on the internet. They don't know very much. The 30 and 50 in that range, they see and they've experienced when they were younger a different America. So the poll is interesting. I'm going to read you three conclusions from the poll. And those listening on the radio, you can read it if you're watching TV, and I'll read it to you slowly. First one, some 38% of Americans said patriotism was very important to them. and 39% said religion was very important. That was down sharply from when the journal first asked the question in 1998, when 70% deemed patriotism to be very important and 62% said so of religion. So you can see, okay, that attitudes among younger Americans in particular, all right, have shifted into patriotism, religion, I'm more interested in me. This country thing, this God thing, I don't want to be judged. So I don't want any religion, because if you're in a religion, unless you're Unitarian or something, they judge right and wrong, good and evil. I don't want any of that. I want to do what I want to do, and I don't want some rabbi or priest or imam telling me I can't. And that's what this is all about. Second one, only 23% of adults under the age of 30 said that having children was very important. Okay, now I don't take that. You may be surprised by that. I'm not. Because again, it's about them under 30. It's everything's about them. Nothing outside of their personas. So kids, urchins, and then I got to pay for them, and then I can't do what I want, and because they're there. But by the time they're 35 to 40, that number is going to change, I think. Could be wrong. Final one, quote, some 21% in the survey said that America stands above all other countries in the world, a view that some Americans call exceptionalism. Half said America is one of the greatest countries, along with some others. The share said other countries are better than the USA rose to 27%, up from 19 when the same question was asked in 2016. All right, again, that ties into patriotism. We are the greatest country on this planet because we do the most good. It's a simple equation. We spend the most money trying to alleviate suffering in other places and for our own people, far and away. So why wouldn't be the greatest country? Okay, drugs. Now, one of the things I said at the top of the show is these drugs finding its way into the younger Americans' lifestyle. So one of the biggest phonies in the country is the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer from New York. So Schumer is now screaming about fentanyl and all of that. Here's what he said. Go.
I am asking the DEA, which has just issued the alert, to focus on stopping xylazine, this evil drug, in New York City. The DEA has diversion control teams. They are agents in law enforcement, but they are also chemists and other kinds of doctors, and they can swoop in on an area and deal with a drug problem.
Oh, yeah? Oh, they can swoop in, can they, Chuck? What about you and no bail, Chuck? How about it? You're the senator from New York. We have no bail here. No bail. Okay, so you're a fentanyl dealer, or you selling this other wacky drug that's deteriorating people, you're right out. You're right out on the street. Okay, you said one word about it, Chuck. Just one? No. You support it, Chuck. How about the open border where the fentanyl comes across, Chuck? You against the open border? You want more stringent border control? No, you don't. You phony. You're a phony. And that's exactly what I said to Barney Frank. Remember that? When he was telling me it was the mortgage collapse back then wasn't his fault and he was overseeing Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. Schumer is the same thing. You're the problem, Chuck. And the drug addicts who buy the dope. They're the problem, too. Teen overdose deaths have doubled in 3 years. Okay? There you go. George Mason University, Virginia. So they got Glenn Youngkin, the governor of Virginia, to give the commencement speech. Okay? And that's supposed to happen on May 18th. It's a big deal. It's a great honor to be a commencement speaker, and Youngkin accepted in a spirit of goodwill. So the head of the NAACP at George Mason, a woman named Elena Ruffin, who's a senior, got a petition signed by 5,666 people demanding Youngkin not give the commencement. The governor of the state. Here is the statement from Ms. Ruffin. Quote, selecting a speaker that has passed anti-trans legislation, promoted the abolishment of racial equity curricula, and restricted the availability of literature in public schools as an intentional target towards historically marginalized communities comprising Mason. It's harmful and disrespectful to the many students who continuously shape GMU's community to bring in an individual who has neglected the needs of Virginians, unquote. Well, she's entitled to her opinion, okay? But she's not entitled to censor the governor of Virginia at George Mason. You don't want to go to the graduation? Don't go. Nobody's going to miss you because you're a far-left loon. Your agenda is destructive. You say Youngkin's agenda is destructive. I say your agenda is destructive. You're one of the reasons that we have chaos and violence in this country. You, just like Schumer. Smart life. So Consumer Reports magazine is a good investment, just like BillO'Reilly.com, Concierge, and premium membership is a good investment. Consumer Reports magazine is a good, and you know how tough I am, okay? But they give you good info. So they have picked the worst and the best insurance groups. So this drives me crazy because every time I submit a claim, and I'm in a union, Screen Actors Guild after union. I've been in a union ever since I've been a journalist, okay? And the union's supposed to pay my medical bills and my urchin medical bills, right? Well, every time I submit a claim, it gets kicked back. I got to submit it 3-4 times because they don't want to pay it. And I bet you got it too. They don't want to pay it. They find a way. Oh, you didn't dot this I, or we couldn't see this. They don't want to pay it. So Consumer Reports goes in, and here are their findings. Here are the best insurance groups. Put them up on the screen. I'll read them to you on the radio. USAA Group, NJM Insurance Group, Amica Mutual Group, Erie Insurance Group. Now, some of those are local, all right, but they're the best. Here's the worst. Liberty Mutual. You've seen their commercials. Kemper PC. Allstate Insurance Group. I have Allstate. It's on the list. I'm going to have to call my broker and say what the deuce is going on. Okay. Progressive Insurance. So the three big ones, Progressive, Allstate, Liberty, you got commercials every 2 seconds on them. They're on the lowest satisfaction score. And this was based on premiums, claims, service, help and advice, coverage, clarity. Smart life. Don't get taken. Negotiate your insurance. Utah passes a law, okay, last Thursday that says there is a curfew on when Utahns under the age of 18, urchins, can use social media. 10:30 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. they can't. This is the law. There's a curfew on it. You can't enforce the law. It's impossible to enforce it. So this is symbolic. What they're doing in Utah. Don't you should know about it. This day in history, March 27th, 2020, President Trump signs the $2.2 trillion coronavirus relief bill. $2.2 trillion. Okay, that was 3 years ago. Want to know why the debt is so high? $2.2 trillion. Where did that money go? Okay, $300 billion. Went to one-time cash payments to individuals. I got mine. Hopefully you got yours. Okay? Anybody who submitted a tax return got a payment. $260 billion unemployment benefits increased. All right, that brings us up about $560 billion on those two alone. $500 billion, now this brings us over a trillion, in loans for corporations state and local governments, loans, they'll never be paid back. Though now we're over $1 trillion. And I said to my staff, and my staff's good, well, where's the rest of it? Where's the other $900 billion? Nobody knows. I don't know. If you know, bill at BillO'Reilly.com, bill at BillO'Reilly.com, tell me. Trump doesn't know. Nobody knows. The money was allocated. Maybe it's sitting in the Treasury. I don't know. Nobody can keep track of $2.2 trillion. Happened 3 years ago today. Okay, mail segment, final thought coming up. We'll be right back. Let's go to the mail. William Cox, Cape Coral, Florida. O'Reilly, I've been watching you since your Fox days and I enjoy the no-spin news. I must disagree with you about Ron DeSantis. After all the things that Trump has said about him, his comments were mild. Referring to a porn star was only telling it like it is. Look, it was a mistake. He didn't have to do it. He can say that Trump is X, Y, and Z, but if you show disrespect to Donald Trump, it's a mud fight. Why do that? DeSantis float above that. Glenda Leonard, Mulvane, Kansas. Really enjoy the no-spin news. Couple of points. Biden's schedule. He treats the job like a monarchy where the king makes social appearances. It's not like he governs. He's a figurehead only. I agree. He's not governing. He doesn't know what he's saying. Kay Bennett, Huntington Beach, California. Bill, thank you for clarifying the Trump indictment. I'm so disgusted with the left is getting away with. Also, what are your thoughts about Carrie Lake being vice president? Way, way too inflammatory. Doesn't need that. Trump is inflammatory enough. He needs, like Pence was very sober. Okay? He needs a younger person, Trump. Female would be good. Energy, but a good grasp and a good track record. So I'm not going to recommend anybody now. I'm watching it. But Carrie Lake is way too controversial. You don't need that much on a ticket. Sharon on a message board, children are not a commodity to be owned by the government. No one but a child's parents should have the right to say what their child should learn and not learn. Well, then you have to homeschool, Sharon. So the way our country works is there are jurisdictions to make decisions. Schooling is local. Your local school board decides the curriculum. Each parent can't decide what the kid is taught or not taught. Now, I sent my kids to private school, to Catholic school, because I didn't like what the agenda was. Even though academically in my area, the public schools are very good, I didn't like the social agenda. So I sent them to Catholic school, and it worked out great. But parents can't make that decision. School boards make it. Diane Soderek, Milford, Connecticut, thanks for the continuous reminder about sugar and not to use it. Nutrition labels are confusing. Did you know that 5 grams of sugar equal 1 teaspoon? I did not know that. So my line is 20, I won't eat any product with more than 20 grams of sugar, but that, Diane is telling me, is 4 teaspoons. That's a lot of sugar. If you can do without it, you're going to be way better off health-wise. Brent Thomas, Salinas, California. From a lifetime premium member, I've been watching you for 20 years, O'Reilly. I like the no-spin news format better. I get more information. But come on, why is any sugar at all in your drinks, Bill? I lost 80 pounds eating no sugar and healthy food. Look, I drink no sugar beverages. But once in a while, when a little taste of something, and if you are moderate about the sugar, look, I have the same waistline I had in college, all right? So it takes discipline to do that. And I had some Häagen-Dazs last night. I got to confess, coffee, Häagen-Dazs. But I had the little ones, not the big pint. Once in a while, you got to live your life. Alan Johansson, Goodyear, Arizona. When you give the word of the day, it'd be great if you told us what it means. No, because you won't remember it then. You look it up, you'll That's a nuns told me that. You look the word up, you remember it, and that's true. Mike Malone, Aberdeen, Washington. Mr. Ryan, would you consider looking into the impending demise of Social Security in 9 years? Look, this is all propaganda. Sooner or later, probably later, the United States is going to have to raise the retirement age for Social Security and Medicare. They'll have to do it. Just like France, 2 years up. But those over, say, 55 now, they're not going to be affected by anything like that. It'll be the younger people. Doug Thacker, Reedfield, Maine. Bill, if you decide to move out of New York, please consider moving to Maine instead of Florida. I love Maine. Over Columbus Day weekend, I was in the Allegash Wilderness. You've been up there, Doug? Beautiful. But Maine for 4 months? You can't say the word Eskimo anymore, I guess. Eskimo is gone. But you've got to be a person who loves freezing weather to live in Maine all year round. Roy Abeluz, Lompoc, California. Bill, I got the Team Normal hat and bumper stickers, and I put myself out ready for debate. Didn't take long. Went into Home Depot. Strangers engaged me about the ball cap and wishing things we get back to normal. I told you, you put on that Team Normal, let me see them, Team Normal hat and shirt and all of that. It'll take maybe 2 minutes if you go into Home Depot or Costco or any of them, Sam's or local grocery store. Maybe 2 minutes and somebody will come out and they'll be friendly and you can have a few laughs with them. Explain what Team Normal is. Get on the team. Father's Day, Mother's Day coming up. We got shirts specially for women. Okay. Team Normal. Can't get better than that. All right. I want to tell you about concierge. Remember, I said we've had a surge because of the worry about money. I can't give you direct financial advice, but I can steer you. So BillO'Reilly.com, concierge membership, direct access to me. Well worth it. You can get any of my books free if you sign up, just like premium membership. Killing the Witches is pre-orders are big. It comes out September 26. Right back with a final thought. All right, here's the final thought of the day. By the way, the word of the day is patter, P-A-T-T-E-R, no patter. So the rejection of religion in this country, we did a poll. And I was going to save this for Holy Week because I got a bunch of stuff I'm going to tell you about next week. People become atheists or agnostics because they don't want to be judged. So consider this. If you don't believe in God, how do you explain giant dinosaurs roaming the earth? Did they come out of cells from the ocean? I mean, that's a pretty big trend. And how did the ocean get there to begin with? Did it just pop up as the ocean? Hello? Logic dictates there is a supreme being. There is an architect of the world. Logic dictates that. But if you don't want someone telling you what is good and what is evil, you're not going to believe. That's it. I don't want anybody telling me I'm sinning. I want to do what I want. Heaven and hell. That's what that is. People believe what they want to believe, and they don't believe what they don't want to believe. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you tomorrow. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.